Welcome back to the sixth free day in the program. It might be day 21 for some of you, depending on how you worked the days in the program. And today, no comfort zone challenge, nothing difficult to do, just an inspirational story that I think everybody should know about. I first heard this from Chris when he shared it at a speaking engagement, and I decided to put the story in here because I just think it's so great. The story is that a woman named Bonnie St. John lost her leg from the knee down in an accident. She'd rehabilitated herself and with a prosthetic returned to the sport she loved, competitive downhill skiing. Now, most of us can't imagine racing down a hill at those speeds on two legs, let alone doing it on only one leg. But during an Olympic race between the second and third run, it rained. She was the first person to ski, and as she came around a particularly icy turn, she fell. As she laid there thinking of all her training and time put in, only to fall on her last run, she made a decision to get up and finish the race. Knowing the only thing that separates the winners from the losers in this sport is hundreds of seconds, it's amazing that she got back up and bothered to finish the run at all. After she completed the run and headed from the hill, she was shocked to hear her name announced as the bronze medal winner. She had placed third after falling. How was that possible? It turns out that on this particular day, every skier that skied fell too. So it didn't take a perfect run to win. The winner of the race was simply the person who got up the quickest. And that's the lesson for us from this story. We all fall at times. We all fail at times. The difference is, do we lay down and kind of moan and pity ourselves and woe is me, or do we get back up and continue on? Because the people that can get up fastest and continue on are the people that achieve their goals. So even if you've fallen down in this program, but you got back up and you started the next day, that's what counts. That's what's going to lead to success. So make sure you acknowledge yourself for that. Okay, this is the end of the free day. Your sixth free day might be day 21 for you. I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.